Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio. And welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show. I'm Mike Snyder, and I'll be your host today along with Brigitte. Due to the ongoing global circumstances we've had for the past couple years now, we've been offering our show here once or twice a month in place of the normal in-person events that we usually hold over in our center in New Jersey. So if you'd like to stay informed about our future radio shows, and down the line, we're also going to at some point be offering in-person events and attending expos and things like that. To get all that information, you can feel free to sign up for our monthly email newsletter, and that's on Brigitte's website, where you can do that, www.lightbridge101.com. Most of our shows lately, like this one, have been pre-recorded, so normally when we do that, we'll email the link out to everyone a day or so after we've recorded the show. So, you know, once you get on the newsletter, if you aren't already, you know, you can always look for that, because once in a while, we'll still do them live, like if we're doing an interview with somebody or something like that. But most of the time now, we found that doing them pre-recorded from a technical standpoint especially has worked out better. We don't have as many little kinks in the rope, you know, that kind of thing anymore. So but anyway, with that, I'd like to give out the website info one more time along with my own website. And again, to find out more about Brigitte and the services she offers, her website is www.lightbridge101.com. And if you want to find out more about me, Mike Snyder, and more about the music recordings I offer, you can visit my website at www.mikesnydercc.com. And on my website, you can also find different pieces of music I've created over the years and also previous recordings of different classes Brigitte has offered for many years, and links to both this radio show and the ones we've had done on Voice America a few years back also. So there's a lot of different content on there that's very enjoyable and can help you along your path. But at this point now, I'm ready to bring on Brigitte. So Brigitte.
Well, hello, everybody. So nice to connect with all of you at this time of the winter solstice. It is kind of one of my favorite celebrations, really focuses on the birthing of a new light, a new consciousness. It reminds me of growing up in Germany, where we celebrated in Christmas the birth of Jesus, as a symbol, as an embodiment of the Christ consciousness, symbolizing really the birth of hope, the birth of love, the birth of kindness, and all the qualities connected with the Christ consciousness. And really, you know, the church has taken over a lot of the pagan holidays. So it is kind of interesting that the birth of the Christ is very close to the winter solstice that also celebrate the birth of the light. So you can certainly feel a correlation between the two of them. And this is such a profound time. I mean, look at us. We've gone now through a second year of the pandemic. And I don't know about you, but my years of the pandemic certainly have been extremely purging, releasing so much, emptying so much out. Even my beloved furry friend Piper, she passed on a couple of days ago into heaven and has become a beautiful spirit guide for me. She will be missed, and she's very much loved. She used to come to all of the classes and all of the events in New Jersey, and she certainly missed those events because during the pandemic, obviously, we are doing everything via Zoom or through Blog Talk Radio. but she's still watching over us. So if you suddenly have a dream of a black dog walking side by side with you, don't be surprised. It might be Piper being your spirit guide and watching over you and guiding and directing you. So that being said, 12/21/2021. We're almost at the end of a year again. I don't know about you, but it feels like the year just started, right? Same for you, Mike. Didn't the year just start? I mean, come on.
Yeah, it just flew by.
It just went like the speed of light. So here we are gearing up for 2022. And between you and me, I'm not even ready to even think about a new year and the new experiences to come. But it's also interesting that December 21st, 2021 is very much connected to December 21st, 2012. Do you remember what a big deal that was? The Mayan calendar, the end of a big Earth cycle, and now here we are, I think 9 years, right? 9 years later, nine very much symbolizing the completion of another cycle, 9 months to give birth, 9 months very much is often looked upon in the number sequences when you communicate with the angels. The number nine is it's time to put the show on the road, you know, and it almost feels the past nine years have all moved us and changed us and morphed us into something that we need to be for whatever is to come next, whatever that looks like. I have no idea. If you know, that's fantastic. Please let me know, but I have no idea what that looks like. So these are truly momentous times we live in, and more than ever is it important to not get caught in the darkness of the collective and the fear and believing that humanity is going to be destroyed because of vaccine, or humanity is going to be caught up in the darkness so much that we are going down the rabbit hole at this point. We have to believe that love and light going to succeed, and that it starts within ourselves and within our own life first, that we begin to change our personal life to be a life of peace, of love, of forgiveness, of kindness, of everything that the Christ consciousness stands for. And so I am going to turn over the word to Saint Germain and let him talk about the power of this winter solstice and take you on an inner journey of activation. But I think we can all agree that this is a time to allow a greater light to come not only into our own lives, but into the lives of all of creation here on Earth. So with that, we are going to play a small piece from Mike's music. I invite you to just open yourself up, to open your heart up to your connection to your soul and your divine I Am presence. And then we are going to let Saint Germain talk to you directly. Greetings, my beloved friends and fellow light workers. I am Saint Germain, and my love is with you always, especially at a time that is celebrated as one of the greatest festivals of light on Earth. And the winter solstice symbolizes this festival of light, the bursting of a new light. And it is not that you ever were without a light. It simply means that a different aspect of your divinity is now giving the realm to express itself. It is giving that part of you that hasn't had the opportunity to fully come out into the open, the framework and the structure to do so. It is a giving birth of more of your divine essence in the expression of your physical life, of your physical world. And it is very important at this time to talk about death and rebirth, because many of you have experienced forms of death and rebirth, or are going through a time of dying to give birth to a new form of themselves, or you've lost someone close to you during these last 2 years, and you are coming to terms still with that loss. As much as your mind might rationalize the loss, in your heart you still feel the sorrow, the sadness, and that sense of missing the ones that you deeply loved and still love and cared for. Now, let me explain one more time the power of alchemy. In the process of transformation in alchemy, no matter what is happening, when something dies, it does not go away. It simply changes into something new. And that's why death and rebirth, or death and birth in general, are deeply connected. In your new birth, in your new phase in your life, in your new timeline, that what has happened before is deeply interwoven into. You wouldn't be who you are today without all the experiences leading up to this moment. And so the path of transformation, the path of death and rebirth, is a path of one experiences leading to the next experience. And it is extremely important for you now to recognize that you truly are an aspect of God, source, the creator, the great spirit of all that is, that you are a co-creator, that you are someone who can bring heaven to earth in your own unique way. And that is also very important to hold on to, that you're doing this in your own unique way. Not one way is the same as the other. As many people as they are in this world, there are ways of ascension, of enlightenment, of transformation. And that is the beauty of creation. That is the beauty of life. When you look at flowers, even so they might have a similar color or the same color even, when you truly look closely at any plant, not one looks exactly like the other. When you look at any animal, not one animal looks exactly like the other. And the same with humans. Not one human looks exactly like the other, because creation wants diversity. And so it is very important for you in these times where diversity might even get attacked, that you realize diversity is part of the universal laws. It's a necessity for God, source, creator, the great spirit of all that is, to experience itself in all its facets. So what that means is that when you see someone in your life that you don't fully understand, and you can't follow their choices, step away. Don't judge it. You don't know what they, on an individual level, need for their own spiritual soul growth process. All you can do is focus on your own path, your light, your expression of your divine essence within all that is. And so I want you now to focus on your heart. Your heart is key in the days ahead. Your heart is a great harmonizer. It is the bridge, the gate to your soul and your divine I'm presence. And without your alignment to your divine self, the days ahead will become increasingly more difficult. So it's important to focus on your true divine essence, because your divine I am presence is the part of you that knows why you are on Earth at this time. There are many times where your human self will question your existence here on Earth, will question why you're even here, why you're doing what you're doing, feeling separate, feeling alone, feeling lost, so many feelings. And yet, your divine I Am presence knows exactly what mountain for you to climb and what obstacle to simply allow to fall to the wayside, as it's not worth it to tackle that, what is right in your face. Sometimes not fighting the attacks or the obstacles in your way and simply allowing them to be and you to be as well allows for a peaceful resolution for everything that appears to be an obstacle to dissolve. These are truly times to find your inner center, to find that place of quietness, of solitude, of serenity, of that agape divine love that encompasses all. This will only come from your divine I Am presence. And this winter solstice celebrates that, celebrates the knowing that no matter how much there is darkness in the world, there equally is a light within the darkness, and that the darkness is not your enemy. It is simply the fertile ground that creates a necessary contraction for you to give birth to a new consciousness, to a new light. In that darkness, you can recognize your own shadow sides. You can recognize your own fears. And by feeling them, by embracing them, by allowing yourself not to run away from them, you can begin to climb out of that place of restriction into a phase of expansion where you recognize yourself fully as part of all that is. And when you recognize yourself fully as a part of all that is, how can there be judgment? How can there be anger? How can there be pain? Because, you know, the pain that you inflict on another is the pain you inflict on yourself. The judgment you have towards another is truly the judgment you have towards yourself. So allow the wounds from the past to be released by letting go of the stories of the past. Allow yourself to be empty. Allow yourself to let go of your identity. That is what the darkness of the winter solstice represents. The darkness of emptiness, of detachment, of being willing to be in the vastness of all that is, empty and ready to be touched by the divine light, for something to awaken within you that then allows you to recognize who you truly choose to be in this moment. You can be anything. You choose who you want to be, but you're not choosing alone. When you are in alignment with your divine I Am presence, when you're willing to be open and vulnerable to allow more of your divine self to come in, then you are going to raise up and you are going to take the flight of the eagle, the flight of spirit, raising it up to a whole new vantage point where you can see a new truth, a higher truth. And as you see this higher truth, as you move to a higher vantage point, your choices will become very differently. Your choices will no longer just be about your own self. It will be about your own self within the matrix of all of creation. And how can it then not become about service? Because as you are of service to others, you are also of service to your own self. And you begin to recognize that with every act of kindness, that kindness will also be given to you. That with every word of forgiveness, of love, of kindness, of goodness, words of the same frequency will come back to you. And you are going to begin to feel your whole nervous system, your whole muscular system, all of you, you can begin to relax because you no longer have to be in a fight or flight mode. You no longer have to fight for your existence here on earth, but you can allow yourself to be carried from one place of existence to the next. And that is very, very important in these days ahead. Be in the moment, be in the stillness, and allow the divinity within you to guide you to a new form of self-expression. So we are now going to begin to enter a whole new realm of human self. These are unprecedented times. You're not going to be able to identify what tomorrow is going to look like because tomorrow depends on the choices made today. So there's a willingness to simply be open and receptive to spirit who whispers in your ear with every step you take and to allow your life to unfold moment by moment, minute by minute, hour by hour. The more willing you are to let go of the need to know, the more willing you are to just allow yourself to flow with the river of life, the more effective is your spiritual self going to bring to you that what anchors love, joy, peace, and happiness in your life. So take a couple of deep breaths now. And as you breathe in, feel your heart expand. Feel your crown expanding. Feel your whole body expanding as you open up and as you allow yourself to let down all your weapons of protection and to just stand in the night with nothing on but your own true self. You might even want to envision yourself naked in the darkness with nothing, no possession, no clothes, no anything, just you in the darkness of the night of the winter solstice. And I invite you right now to just feel that darkness without judgment, the emptiness, the darkness, as we are going to play a piece of music. And in this darkness, you are going to feel something within you, a light that has always been there. It is now about the time for you to become aware of that light as it begins to shine and to open up and to grow and to expand as you no longer fight the darkness, but you see it as what it truly is. As I said before, the fertile ground out of which a new light is born. Let this take place now. Now that you are the embodiment of the love and the light and the hope for a better future that humanity needs to see. You are the torch of freedom and liberation that is walking ahead of the masses to tread a path for others to follow. Allow yourself now to be pulled upwards and outwards out of your body, out of the place where you're at by your divine I Am presence, further up and further up into the beautiful night sky. Even if it's day, once you're beyond the atmosphere around the earth, you are entering space. You're entering the darkness that allows you to see the millions and millions of stars. You are one of those stars yourself. It is the darkness that allows for your light to be seen. And so look around, see all the other stars around you that are also light workers, such as yourself, light bearers, who've been willing to come to Earth to assist Gaia in her awakening and ascension process. That's why you're here on Earth at this time that is so momentous for humanity as a whole. There's so much fear being released. There's so much purging occurring. And yet, consistently, the frequency has been going up on Earth through the eclipses, through the moon cycles. Every time, the frequency has shifted a little bit more. And it will so also at this winter solstice. So it is important to honor your physical body, but also recognizing that you are so much more than your physical self. And that's why we want you to raise out of your body at this time, to see from a higher vantage point and to look upon Earth, see all the lights of the cities, see all the mountains, the oceans, the lakes, the rivers, the poles, the North Pole and the South Pole, to see the brilliant blue jewel known as Earth. And to recognize yourself as a channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light over and over again. Descending now from the higher realms are angels and ascended masters alike, gods and goddesses of the Galactic Council, of the Galactic Federation, all descending to stand behind you and to let their love and light work through you to the earth. Because in these times of contraction, in these times of fear, when a new consciousness is being forged and given birth to, it is those of you who are willing to hold the space for humanity to shift and to awaken that are most important in this evolutionary process. So now that you are such a person, that your role is to hold the space and to be that channel and instrument of the light and of the love of the divine. To feel the power and the knowing that you are truly a point of light within a greater light that is the God light, and that it shines through you out into the world so that the light may descend on earth yet once again. Also feel the opening of your heart, that the point of love within the heart of God flows through you, through your heart, to the hearts of humanity, so that the Christ consciousness may return to earth Christ consciousness that represents love and kindness and gentleness and cooperation and forgiveness and understanding of diversity, not fighting it. And then remember the center where the will of God is known. Fear yourself, surrendering to that greater part of you, so that thy will be done through you, and that you can show those that you come in contact with that it is safe to not force your will upon your fellow friends or fellow humans, or fellow creations, animal, plants alike, but that it is about allowing that greater divine will to work through you so that it can anchor the divine purpose of enlightenment, of ascension, of coming together to raise yourself up to another consciousness level here on earth. Some are very afraid to let go of control. They wonder, who are we trusting? Who is to say what the divine purpose even is? Who is to say if the divine purpose might not limit us or strike us down or take our freedom away? But if you know divinity to be exactly that, freedom, love, openness, limitlessness, eternity, then how can the divine purpose hurt you? If anything, it is here to liberate you. So now that this is the purpose that the divine master serve, and that you in many ways in this lifetime also have chosen to serve. But feel the goodness in that, as you still are embodied. And being embodied means that you're part of all that is, that you're part of the collective human consciousness. And as such, your love and your light can help seal the door where evil dwells. And evil is nothing else than those who choose to embody the lack of love. So that lack of love does not have to be a truth or an expression here on earth any longer. It has been long enough. It can be released for humanity as a whole to raise up to another level of existence. So just remember that the true divine love, light, and empowerment is here to bring heaven to earth. It is here to fulfill the divine purpose of experiencing and living in a higher truth, in a love-based truth. Let yourself now be called towards the sun of the solar system, the sun that represents the heart of the solar system. Let yourself merge with the sun. Let yourself feel the presence of the solar logos and his divine complement of Helios and Vesta as they are welcoming you, ready to activate a specific attunement, a specific frequency into you that is going to help you in the days ahead to hold a light, to hold the vibration of love for humanity, no matter what the outer circumstances are. If you're ready to carry a little bit more of divine spirit within you so that it can flow through you and out into the world, simply open yourself up as we are now going to play another piece of music while this light activation is given to you by Helios and Vesta. And as this activation is now completed, you can begin your journey back towards Earth, towards the physical body you left behind. But feel and sense and know that you're not alone. There are so many masters and angels and galactic masters who are filled with gratitude for your willingness to share your love and light on Earth at this time. And know that that is one of the greatest gifts you can give to humanity, is to carry proudly forward that light that you hold within you and let it shine in places of darkness and contraction so that a higher truth can be felt, can be sensed, can be opened up to for new choices to be made. Sometimes it's not even so much about acting, but just about being the light, being love, being that torch of liberation that allows others to see that there is a new way of living their lives, that there is an opening that allows them to have the courage to make some new choices in their lives. That's what you offer to them by carrying forward this light that is activated within you at the time of the winter solstice. There's going to be a 21-day integration period as light grows and grows within you, touching upon every part of yourself, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Simply allow it to unfold and celebrate the embodiment of the Christ itself that you are in your own unique way. Find yourself back fully anchored in your body, in your physical form. And I invite you to consider this winter holiday truly as the celebration of light that it's meant to be. And to put out a white candle, light it, put it in a window as a message that that is what you choose to bring into the world. That this light is a light within all of humanity, that no matter how much one thinks that there is no light, that there is no love, then at least all those layers of fear and anger and hatred and discord, that light is still there, just waiting for everyone to awaken, to open up to the truth that lies within. Now that my love is with you always, blessings to you. I am Saint Germain, and I wish you a wonderful celebration of love, of light, and of divine empowerment. And it is so. Namaste.
All right. Well, what a great show. Brigitte, thank you so much.
Oh, it was great. Thank you. It was my pleasure to channel Saint Germain. We got to give him all the credit here. And I hope all of you have a wonderful, wonderful winter holiday, a nice winter solstice, a wonderful winter holiday, and find a way to celebrate the festival of love and light in your own unique way. It's always such an honor to be part of this community, and I hope to connect with you in 2022, which I'm sure we are going to do the karmic board event, probably even on January 1st. We usually do it on January 1st. So I would think we are doing it again on January 1st. It's either that or January 11th because of the one frequency. But thank you very much. Have a wonderful time. Blessings to you. And yeah, that's it.
All right. Well, hope everybody has a happy and healthy holiday season. And we'll see you next time.
Peace out. Blessings.